Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If we haven't met before, my name is Monica Burns. I'm a former New York City public school teacher, and I've been out of the classroom for a few years, leading professional development for educators and writing about all things EdTech on my blog, classtechtips.com. This year, we're celebrating the 10th anniversary of the blog, and there are a lot of exciting things in the works. From new music here on the podcast to a new look on the website, I can't wait to share everything with you. Before we jump into today's episode, a quick reminder. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes and resources from today's episode. And if you're listening to this episode on a podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, you should see a link in the description that you can click on as you listen today, and it will take you to all of the resources I mentioned. This episode is sponsored by AMD, with a reminder about the Lenovo EDU community. Join this free platform to connect with education experts and watch inspiring, one-of-a-kind video content with your learners. Don't forget to check out some exclusive blog posts I put together for them. Head over to education.lenovo.com to sign up for free. That's education.lenovo.com. This week's episode is titled A Quick Activity to Introduce Memes to Students, and I'm super excited to share this quick activity with you. It's one of my favorite silly ways to prompt critical thinking and creativity about any topic. This activity, the one we'll talk about together today, includes three different tools. One is a photo search tool, and the other is a slide deck tool. You'll also hear me talk about some extras that I highlight. So the ones I'll mention today are Unsplash for photos, that's the photo search tool, Dropbox for making a shareable folder, that's number two and kind of in the middle, so not the core one, but an important one for our workflow, and Google Slides for slide decks. But you can definitely substitute these with other tools in your tool belt. If you're a regular listener of the podcast, you know I often use the phrase, embrace your place. It's a quick reminder to always come back to the tools that you already have access to, are already familiar with, and that your students have had some experience with in the past. Of course, you could start fresh with these three tools that I'll spotlight in the episode if you're in the process of building your EdTech tool belt. These three are great ones to start, but you can also use ones that accomplish the same goal, even if they're different than what I mentioned today. Let's dive in to the episode and this quick activity to introduce memes to students. Before we go through the step-by-step for this quick activity, let's start off with an overview of the concept or idea of a meme. If you haven't used the term meme before, you've probably seen them in your social media feed or shared with you by a friend or family member in a text or email. Merriam-Webster defines meme, it's a noun, as an idea, behavior, style, or usage that spreads from one person to another in a culture, an amusing or interesting picture, video, etc., that is spread widely through the internet. So memes might not be as ubiquitous, right? It might not be a term we use all the time, but it is something that you'll even find in the dictionary with a definition like that one from Merriam-Webster. Now, one of the most popular examples of a meme, if you're kind of racking your brain to think of some different examples, is one of a picture from the movie Willy Wonka, where you see the title character making a somewhat snarky face, so kind of making a little bit of a like eye roll type of face. This type of meme usually includes words or a message on top of it. It has a snarky feel to it too. And using memes in the classroom is similar to bringing in a pop culture reference from television or movies in the past. And with this Willy Wonka example, he has his hand propped up or his chin propped up with his hand. And he says something like, tell me more about whatever is the obvious thing someone's going to tell more about. So sometimes they're a little silly or a little bit snarky like the Willy Wonka one, but they definitely don't have to be. For the activity example I'll talk you through today, we'll look at a meme where we use a sentence starter that is often used with this type of content. So the sentence starter is that feeling when, and then you fill in the blank with your response and you use a picture that conveys whatever that feeling is too. Although memes can sometimes feel silly, they often require a deeper understanding of a topic to really get the joke. So this idea of critical thinking and using memes together is actually one that I've used in my Easy EdTech Club. So if you're part of my membership site, you might have explored this as part of our December masterclass and content. And if you're interested in becoming a member of the Easy EdTech Club, we're actually going to welcome new members to join in this week. So from February 20th to February 28th, the doors will be open. There's about 400 members in the group already. It started in 2019. And I'll mention more details at the end of the episode, but you can, of course, find all the info on my website by just heading to classtechtips.com and clicking on the club button. Memes are often created by using images that have gone viral across social media, and sometimes attribution or giving credit is missing or ignored completely. So in the quick activity we'll take a look at today, I'll show you a way to create a collection or library of images for students to use. We'll look at a tool that allows you to access images that you actually have permission to use, and I'll talk you through a workflow you might want to try out with a group of students. First step in the steps to follow for this quick activity is to share examples of memes with students. You might head over to a search engine like Pinterest to find some student-friendly memes, or you might have a few in your back pocket to share with students that you've collected during your own social media consumption. Just like sharing an example of an ebook or movie before kicking off a project with students and having them make their own, you'll want to provide a few examples to help them wrap their head around this medium. In the same way, we don't want to take for granted that all students have had the same type of interactions in digital spaces, we don't want to assume that all students have the same amount of context for this type of viral image as their classmates. So to prep students or prepare them for this activity, I suggest collecting a few images that have expressions or emotions that students can use to create their meme. There's a few resources, there are a few reasons, I should say, why you might want to do this. And I already mentioned the copyright or attribution issues that are sometimes present with memes that are spread on social media. So another reason you might want to collect images yourself and really curate this, not send kids off to Google memes, but to find a few good examples, is to make sure that you're really helping students create memes that are appropriate and sensitive to others. So I like to use the tool Unsplash to find images that can be used for a meme style project. Although the website Unsplash isn't perfect, it is a great space to search for general terms. When I shared this activity last year in December, with a group of Arizona educators, I showed them Unsplash and we used the search term dog faces to pull up a handful of silly pictures with dogs of all shapes and sizes. Some of the images show dogs that were surprised, others that had a silly face, and others with a serious face. So it lent itself really well to this activity we tried out together, which included a reaction style prompt. So for this activity, I asked teachers to think about the prompt, that feeling when, and fill in the blank with a picture of a dog that maybe was looking surprised or looking shocked or silly or funny face or whatever the picture would be that would go along with that feeling when. A quick but important note here. Sometimes memes can be insensitive or offensive if they include exaggerations of people or perpetuate a stereotype within a group of people. And that's one of the reasons I like using animal faces instead, to avoid a situation like this where that might come into play. So it's one of the reasons I typically, when using this prompt, don't have people, right, who might have a different kind of exaggerated emotion that might fall into a stereotype or that might feel insensitive or offensive. So I love using animal faces for this. I go straight to the dog photos on Unsplash to make this happen. So I chose a picture for mine, for my demo when doing this with a group of educators not too long ago, where a pug had a surprised kind of shocked face to go along with the sentence, "That feeling when you can't believe how the novel ended." So imagine being in an English class, right, finishing a book with that "what just happened" that we've probably all felt, having finished a great novel, but we're kind of surprised or shocked with how the author decided to end the story. So after I went to unsplash.com to search for puppy faces, I downloaded just 5 to my computer. You, of course, could use a different photo sharing site, but this is the one that was in my tool belt. Then I added the 5 different dog faces, different puppy emotion photos, to a Dropbox folder. And I shared the link to the folder with everyone who is going to participate in this activity. So you could add the 5 photos you share with students to Google Drive folder, or as an attachment to an assignment, or even use Dropbox to. Whatever workflow is best for you is the one to stick with. Essentially, you are setting up a folder with a link you can share that doesn't require anyone to log into a new website. And I like doing this with Dropbox. It makes it pretty easy for me. Once your students have the selection of photos you've curated for them, this collection, it's time for them to choose a photo that goes along with their response. So if they filled in the blank by saying, "That feeling when your hypothesis was spot on," or "That feeling when you had to try 3 different ways to get the correct answer to a math problem," they can choose a puppy face that illustrates this emotion. So how you can combine the phrase with the picture to make a meme? Well, if you want to combine that phrase and put that text on top of that image, you do have a few different options. You might use a graphic design tool like Canva or Adobe Creative Cloud Express. This is formerly Adobe Spark. Or you might use one that's worked well for your group of students in the past. One that's worked well for me when leading this activity is Google Slides, which isn't exactly a graphic design tool, but I like using this when working with educators especially, and you might find this with your students, because they've typically had experience with this or another similar slide-based tool. So I'm not introducing a lot of new things here for the group, so you might have a slide-based tool your students are already pretty comfortable in. So to get started with this step, after students have gotten their phrase ready, chosen a photo, I will set up a Google slide deck and change the page layout to a square, so it looks more like a social media post than a slide. You can do this in the page setup on Google Slides or most slide-based tools. Then I'll make my demo to show everyone how to add an image to the background, one of those puppy pictures, and layer text on top of it. After I've created my demo, I'll make a bunch of empty slides. I'll just do a quick duplicate or copy and paste so that everyone can jump into the document and add their own meme. When working with a group of students, you might want them to use their own slide deck if they aren't used to collaborating with a whole bunch of their classmates. And if they are comfortable collaborating, you could just share that one Google slide deck with the whole group and assign each student a number, a slide number, to what they're going to work on. If you do decide to have one big Google Slides with everyone inside at the same time, you can set up sharing permissions for anyone to edit and send the link out to students in the way that matches your workflow. This could include posting it in an LMS or even turning it into a QR code. Now, of course, you want to embrace your place with this activity, so if your students are already using Microsoft PowerPoint or Apple Keynote, you can choose another collaborative space to have them all create their memes in. As I mentioned at the top of the podcast, this activity is one I featured in the December 2021 masterclass for members of my Easy EdTech Club, which actually includes a video tutorial going through this whole activity and a bunch more resources. So if you're interested in joining us in the membership site in the club this year, you'll get access to this masterclass, the December one. I'm adding it in as a bonus as soon as you sign up. And of course, you could learn more at classtechtips.com/club. Or by sending me a DM on Twitter or Instagram, and you can join the hundreds of members in the group that are there already while the doors are open to welcome new folks from February 20th to 28th. If you've thought about introducing memes to students, I hope this quick activity has your wheels spinning. And of course, if there is another educator you work with who you think might want to try this out too, just send them a link to today's podcast episode and you can try out the activity together. So let's finish up like we always do by making this EdTech easy. First, consider if memes have a place in your classroom. Next, choose a sentence starter connected to a content area goal. Then, select pictures for students. Finally, demonstrate the workflow with examples. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from this episode on classtechtips.com/podcast and finding today's episode number 151. This episode is sponsored by AMD with a reminder about the Lenovo EDU community. This free platform lets you connect with education experts and find videos and articles on educational content. You can sign up for free at education.lenovo.com, and you'll even find some exclusive blog posts I put together for them too. That's education.lenovo.com. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another favorite app, don't forget to hit the follow button. When you follow along with the podcast, each new episode will download for you automatically so you don't miss a thing. And if you have a moment today and are feeling extra helpful, please leave a 5-star rating or a short review for the podcast. It helps other educators find this podcast when they're searching for topics like EdTech in their podcast app. If you're listening on Spotify, the rating option is new this year. So if you haven't looked for it, you can find the stars right underneath the episode title and you can tap and leave a rating there as well. Have a great week and check back on Tuesday morning for next week's new episode.